Blog
Yes,
Talk
hello.
Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Freedom to Live series show. We are so excited to have you here with us today. We are just very thankful that on this wonderful day, that is the day that the Lord has made, that you choose to spend it with us. Just one moment, and we'll have a little bit of a station break and get back to you with some exciting things about press releases. Here with us today. Well, Chantalee, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am wonderful. I tell you, the temperature has dropped on this day, one of the coldest days in the year, and we had a few incidents with our connection, but we are thankful that we're going on and God is good.
Amen.
We are excited to be bringing a little bit to you all about press releases, and we're glad that Chantalee is here with us again. Chantalee, we have to get right into this, and then we will have you back over and over, I'm sure. But concerning a press release, just for newbies who may not know at all, what exactly is a press release?
A press release is a common tool that people in public relations use for business owners to communicate with their public. So it's a great way for you to talk to your audience. It's a great way for you to communicate your special events and the special things that go on in your business with your audience.
Okay. So you just told us what a press release is. Now, who actually could use a press release? You said if you have a business, how about if you're a singer or an author like I am, who exactly could use one?
If you're a person who is doing anything newsworthy, then you can use a press release. Press releases are just tools to get information out about your special news or your special events. So if you're doing anything that's newsworthy, then you can use a press release. So things that are newsworthy are things of special interest, things that could be helpful to the community that you're doing. It can also be a conference or a special church event if you're a pastor. It could be a new series that you're doing. If you're working on a new series in your services, then you can use a press release to let people know that you're about to start doing that. If you're a singer, you could do a press release for your music that's coming out, your music that has come out, an anniversary of something that has come out that you're excited about, or a concert or a group of concerts that you're doing. Anything that's newsworthy that you're doing, you can do a press release for that.
Wonderful. Now, you actually write press releases for people, and you customize it to exactly what they want. How do you go about helping a person with a press release, or how do they contact you?
Someone can contact me to write their press releases by going to my Facebook page on Facebook, and that's my full name, Shantalee Elijah Eggerson. On Facebook, you can search for me there. You can also email me. You can email me at theshantaleeshow@gmail.com for right now. That's how I can be contacted.
All right, wonderful. We want to make sure we get that just in case we run out of time. Contact her at on Facebook, Shantalee Elijah Eggerson, or The Shantalee Show at what was the email?
Gmail.
TheShantaleeShow@gmail.com. All right. Now, where exactly does a person put a press release?
If you've written a press release, you can put the press release on your website. You can actually, if you know anyone who, an individual person or a group of people who will be interested in what you're talking about in your press release, then you can actually just email it to them. You can do press release distribution websites where you upload your press release, and then the right people are targeted to get it. You can do different things like that. That's where you can use your press releases. You can also just post them right to your Facebook or your Google Plus.
Wonderful. Shantalee, is there a difference if a person, just say a person did just one press release concerning an upcoming event, would it matter that you use different versions or different forms of that for different forms of media? Say, for instance, if I put one in my local newspaper, would it be the exact same thing that I would use on Facebook or Google Plus or every other form? Is it always the same?
You can, if it's going to be online, it's going to be a little different than it is going to be in regular print, just a little different. But when you said that, well, let me go back. If it's online, you have a lot more ways to use it as a marketing tool, in my opinion, because you can link it to different things that you're working on. You can link your press release to your blog. You can link it to your website. You can link it to landing pages for your product. You know, you can link it to a lot of different things that you're trying to market, and it's easier to send different places. So I prefer a press release that's digital online, and it's just small changes, but that it has that's different from the print one. But I like the way that you could just connect it to different things if it's online. Another thing that you said. The question that you asked made me think of, if you have a press release and it has more than one angle, then you can also, you don't have to write about everything that you're doing in one press release. You can write a press release for every angle that your special event touches. For example, if I'm doing a women's event, and we're going to be talking about being on purpose, we're going to be talking about overcoming fear, and we're going to be talking about goal setting, then I can do three different press releases, you know, that talk about each subject, and I can probably reach three different groups of people better if I do it that way than doing one press release, and maybe the press release might be too long or it might be confusing to the specific people that the press release is supposed to be reaching. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. And I was wondering about that. Would it be better that, you know, now that you have people's attention, to put everything out there so that you don't have people to miss anything? Or would it be better to whittle it down and stay focused on one thing at a time and get better usage out of that? I was wondering the answer to that question.
The best thing to do is be concise and be targeted. Right.
Okay. Now, Shantalee, why is it that you have chosen to help people with press releases? And we have 90 seconds.
Wow. Okay. I've chosen to help people with press releases because I love doing it. I love writing and I love marketing. I'm doing a Fiverr gig right now to help people customize their press releases and write them for them to help them save time. And you can also find that on my Facebook page. So I love writing and I love marketing and I love helping people save time so they can do the things that they really want to do. So that's what I'm doing with press releases.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to have to definitely have you back. We have about 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for being with us. And stay tuned for our other Freedom to Live series shows. Shantalee has told you how to contact her. Please do that. And we'll be keeping you up on other things going on here, and I'm sure she will be also. God bless and have a wonderful day.